$5 from the sale on Sunday, May 15th, to our members and visitors. The planned sale brought in $211 of this total. Last year, we made $2,049 total. Thanks to everyone who donated items to make the sale possible, and to everyone who helped set up, sort, price, sell, and clean up. Some of the unsold clothing was donated to the Hope Center in Waukesha, and the remaining unsold items were donated to St. Vincent de Paul in Oconomowoc. Also, all are encouraged to stay after the service today for our annual meeting. We will meet here in the sanctuary 10 minutes after the service ends, which is enough time to grab a cup of coffee. Remember to check out sharing the ministry in the social hall. There are many ways to help. You do not have to be a member to participate. And while you're there, take a look around at the lost and found. There are coats, gloves, CDs, coffee mugs, and water bottles, jewelry, and other items looking for their owners. Now a special announcement from Morgan Moraine and Emma Garrell. Announcement from the treasurer.
Good morning. Just a quick announcement. For those members that aren't staying for the annual meeting after the service today, please make sure that you look at the next pledge contribution statement you received from me. I want to point out, a lot of you have already noticed we're not collecting dues this year. Very unusual. Usually we're harassing all of you to get your dues paid right now. Instead, it's being included in our regular contributions for the next year. And so I just want you to look at your pledge contribution statement and make sure you took that into account when you made your pledge or when you think about the pledge you're making for the next year. If you already made your pledge, you can always change it. And well, I mean, if you need to change it downwards, if circumstances dictate, you can always contact me. We can always do that. But we love when you change it upwards. That's just wonderful. Thank you.
The May monthly designated collection is today for the Sock It to Poverty campaign. If you've collected money in the sock you were given a few weeks ago, you can place them in the collection basket during the offertory. Any loose cash donations will also be given to the Hope Center. Checks can be made out to LCUUC with amounts for the Hope Center and for LCUUC noted on the memo line or check envelope. Please be sure to look at any other announcements that are in the order of service. I now invite you to greet those sitting around you. If you are a visitor, we particularly welcome you. Please sign the guest ledger on the visitor's table in the foyer. There is a variety of information available on that table about our church and about Unitarian Universalism. Help yourself to any that interests you. Our board rep today is Patty Walker. Patty, will you please stand up? Patty will be in the social hall after the service. If you have any questions about our church or if you have been visiting for a while and would like information about becoming a member, she would be happy to talk to you about that as well. If you are visiting with your children, today is a special service highlighting the children and youth of this congregation. Children will remain in the service and will not go to religious education classes. Our nursery is available for younger children and is located just outside the doors to my right, across the entryway. If there are any visitors today who are comfortable introducing themselves, you are invited to do so now, if you would like. Everyone is invited to gather in the social hall after the service for refreshments and conversation. Please put your cell phones on silence mode during the service. I hope you enjoy this morning's service.
My name is Rhiannon Retnomanifi. I'm 10 years old, and these are our opening words. Life is a gift for which we are grateful. We gather today in community to celebrate the glories and the mysteries of this great gift. We gather to celebrate our children and youth and honor our teachers. And now the kindergarten to second grade class will come up to lead the chalice lighting.
Unitarian Universalists with minds that think, hearts that love, and hands that are ready to serve.
Please join in singing our opening hymn, number 128, For All That Is Our Life. Please stand. Good morning, everyone. I'm Carrie Duma, the Director of Religious Education here, and today is RE Sunday. It's a celebration day, a day we celebrate our children and youth, and we get to hear from them as they give us their takes on what they did and learned in their RE classes. We bring our children to church for many reasons. One of the main reasons is for them to learn. As Unitarian Universalists, we expect that our children will learn about our Unitarian Universalist faith, as well as other faiths. And we also want them to learn to respect all the world's faith traditions. We expose them here not only to various faiths, but also to various spiritual practices. A spiritual practice is something that enhances the quality of life of the individual, and it connects us with what we feel is most important. It encourages feelings of connectedness, peace, self-respect, and self-worth. And it can engender a sense of transcendence or a connection with something greater than ourselves. I believe that teaching religious education can be considered a spiritual practice. When we have an opportunity to be with a child or with a group of children, we are given a gift. We have a chance to see the world through new eyes, to experience the sense of wonder that a child can share. And as we spend time with children, we can discover new ways of understanding our world, and we can absorb some of their energy and enthusiasm. When we teach religious education, all we really need is love and respect for the children, an openness to new ideas, an ability to listen, and a willingness to share who we are. These things are more important than sharing what we know. They are the qualities we must bring forth when we engage in any spiritual practice in order to get something out of it. And as we bring these qualities to the children and youth we interact with, we find connectedness, peace, self-respect, and self-worth. Recently, we gave a survey to our RE teachers, asking for their input about our RE program. Most of the questions were logistical about space and facilities and communication. But after completing the survey, we asked the teachers to reflect on a few questions. These are the questions. To what extent has this teaching experience deepened your relationship with one or more child or youth? To what extent has this teaching experience deepened your relationship with one or more other adult? To what extent has this teaching experience deepened your sense of belonging to this community? And to what extent has this teaching experience given you new knowledge or insights about your faith? So as the teachers considered these questions, which I think were really important for them to reflect on, it reminded them that not only were they helping to educate our children and volunteering for this congregation, but at the same time, their understanding of our faith was growing, their connectedness to our community was growing, and for some, their understandings of themselves was growing as well. At LCUC, part of our mission is to encourage spiritual growth in compassion, wisdom, and understanding. Teaching religious education is a spiritual practice that can help us achieve this part of our mission. I encourage all of you to consider taking up this spiritual practice. And now, Megan Johnson will introduce the offertory.
We are blessed to have this faith community in which to learn and grow. We will now take an offering to help sustain the life and work of this church. Please remember that the designated collection today is for the Hope Center and their Sack It to Poverty campaign. Any sacks and or loose cash donations will go to the Hope Center. Please write Hope Center or LCUUC in the memo line for checks. Thank you.
Thank you. first one represents the joys we have in our hearts. The second one is for the concerns that we have in our hearts and minds today. This will lead us into a few moments of silent meditation.
So here's the fun part of the service. On RE Sunday, we ask each classroom to create a short presentation to the congregation to give us a taste of what they did and learned. And we will start with our kindergarten to second grade class. So come on up, kindergarten to second grade class. As they come up, I'll just let you know, this class used a new online curricula this year. The UUA is putting their curriculums online, encouraging all faith traditions to find out what we're about. So this class used the curriculum called Creating Home, which helps children develop a sense of home that is grounded in faith.
As Carrie said, the curriculum that we used this year is called Creating Home, and what we explored were kind of three different types of home: our family home, our faith home, and our classroom home. And we explored how all these types of homes are different but also have some universal elements in common. We talked about diversity in families and also what factors actually make a family a family. We talked about how members of a family have different roles by learning about bees and other animals. Another week we talked about family rituals and learned a dinner blessing of gratitude that the children will be sharing with you shortly. And we created community in our classroom home through rituals each week. And one of those was by walking a labyrinth that we have here on the floor in front of us. Each week we started our time together by taking turns sharing our joy or concern. The children each decorated a stone that they then walked the labyrinth and shared their joy or concern and placed their stone somewhere along the way. And we'll also be sharing that with you in a moment. And we explored our connections to our wider faith home at LCUUC. One week we even had a mini church service complete with our own ushers and polylog. And the children also thought of what gifts that each of them share with all of us in our faith home. And next, they will each be sharing one of the gifts that they thought of themselves to share with all of you and place their stone on our labyrinth.
Kindness. To treat others the way I want to be treated. Welcoming. Helpful. Being thankful.
One of our lessons was on being thankful for our food, and we were especially thankful for the chocolate chip cookies that we made. But we're thankful for the times that we have meals together, and we learned a song, a grace that we want to teach you. So we're gonna lead, and we'll sing each line. You can echo back to us, and then we'll sing it all together.
To me and so I thank the earth,
and so I thank the earth
for giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed, the
for
earth.
Giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain.
The earth is good to me.
The earth is good to me.
Okay, let's try it all together.
Oh, the earth is good to me.
And so I thank the earth for giving me the things I need, the milk and the rain and the apples.
Thank you guys, that was wonderful. And I want to thank Dave Cicero for making that wonderful labyrinth that the kids walked every week. So next, we have our third to fifth grade class. This class was introduced to the biblical literature central to our cultural heritage this year, and they also learned about Jesus the man and historical figure. So let's have the third to fifth grade class has a slideshow, but I think they're coming up as well. No. Okay, well, they're going to do their thing.
As you can tell, I'm not a teacher, but I learn from all my students, and I learn about being a UU. There's something all of you need to know about these third through fifth graders. Oh, that's... We've been practicing a little bit. This year, we were introduced to religious literature, which is central to our culture and to our heritage as Unitarian Universalists. They learned about the life and teachings of Jesus. You may ask, why do we teach Bible stories? And we were thinking about it too. How do we teach that to our children? Our culture is derived from a predominantly Jewish and Christian ethic. By becoming familiar with the stories, our children will better understand this heritage. The human issues which inspired these scriptures are ageless and might include the belief in a transcendent power or God, the belief that humans are responsible for their actions, the love of freedom for all people, the prophetic imperative to speak out against injustice, the love of one's neighbor, the forgiveness for wrongdoing, and to respect for the beliefs of others and our common humanity.
There's something that you need to know about our third to fifth graders. They don't want to sit around and talk. They like to do things. So in every class, we tried to give them opportunities to move around, to create, and or play in a way that tied into the story that was being told that day. This morning, the kids brought with them some of their creations to show you. They include Noah's Ark and the rainbow that appeared after 40 days and 40 nights of rain. We also have Joseph's fancy coat that made his brothers jealous. and the burning bush that God called out to Moses from. The faith chains, which were created after hearing the story of Job, a man who had a lot of bad luck. On the chains, the kids wrote down all of the things and people that helped them get through bad times. The roaring lions, whose mouths were shut so Daniel would not be hurt. The wish basket, filled with the kids' wishes for either themselves or for all the people in the world. This tied in with the story of John the Baptist and the theme of resolving to lead a new life. And last but not least, the golden rule, which came from Jesus' teachings. We also have a slideshow to share with you, and in it you'll see some of these same things that you see now, but some new things as well. They include the kids creating their own earthlings after hearing the story of Adam and Eve, the kids building the Tower of Babel without being able to use words to communicate with each other, the Big Shoes Relay, which was a fun way to demonstrate how Joshua had big shoes to fill when he followed Moses as the leader of the Israelites, a visit from John the Baptist, and the trivia question of the morning is who played the role of John the Baptist for us, and crosses that were brought in by church members as we explored the meaning and importance of symbols in our lives. And then after the slideshow, we will close our presentation with a poem that encompasses the teachings of Jesus. Thank you.
Somewhere, Someone, by the Reverend Thomas Carruth. The kingdom of love is coming because somewhere, someone is kind when others are unkind.
Somewhere, someone shares with another in need. Somewhere, someone refuses to hate while others hate.
Somewhere, someone is patient and waits in love. Somewhere, someone returns good for evil.
Somewhere, someone serves another in love. Somewhere, someone is calm in a storm.
Someone somewhere is loving everybody. Is that someone you?
Thank you so much. So next we have our middle schoolers. So you can... Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Next we're going to hear from the Lewis Larson kids. They focused on peace and justice this year. They used a curriculum called In Our Hands, which encourages youth to look beyond themselves to larger world issues and concerns. And they prepared a slideshow today to share some of their ideas with us.
Okay, while we're getting this set up, it was fun to listen to the third and fifth graders because unlike them, these guys do like to sit around and talk. And they talk about really interesting things, as we talked about social action, and they have incredible insights and compassion. So it was wonderful to work with them and to work with our other teachers. Lisa Thorstenson is here today. Anna Friss and Janica Yoder could not be here today. So are you ready, Ethan? We're good? Okay. Oh, and William?
RA Sunday, yeah, front side, Utopia, we learned about Utopia, a perfect society where everyone has what they need to live and there are no conflicts. We found that it is impossible for a society such as this to exist in our modern day world. Even so, there are things we can do to help our society.
Rich and poor. Poverty is a major problem in our world today. Many are living in poverty and falling into it. While rich people have everything they might possibly need, people that live in poverty don't have everyday things that we take for granted.
The story of stuff.
Thank you. There's a long story behind the creation of our everyday products. In some cases, it affects other countries and natural resources very negatively. Our class watched the story of stuff and talked about our opinions and views of the situation.
Equality. During our Utopia session, we learned about equal rights and basic human needs. We all were in agreement that everyone should be treated equally. This led us to our social action project, where we would raise money to allow more to have the necessities of life. Social action. Social action. Many members of our church do many different things in our community and other places as well. Our class got the opportunity to talk with a few of these people and learn what they do. Hazen and the Tsunami Relief. Our class raised over $450 for Haas, Humane Animal Welfare Society, and the Red Cross for Tsunami Relief. After raising money in our By the Way sale, we went to Haas and got an inside tour. We learned that Haas is a non-profit organization that doesn't put animals down.
UE response. Life isn't fair sometimes, and people have different ideas on wealth. What will UUs do about our poorer citizens? We talked about being selfless, caring, aware, taking action, and standing up for what we believe. Also, our class worked together to create a mural of what we thought a utopia would be like, which is back here.
Johnny
over.
instead of simply describing for you what we did this year, we thought we'd actually show you. Unfortunately, though, we didn't do this until after we'd already done everything. So we decided to reenact the entire year and present it to you this morning, all condensed into about 5 minutes. Here goes.
Our first activity as a class was designed to unify our group and establish strong bonds among all 28 of us.
On a sunny late August day, we set out on a float trip down the Bark River, which flows past the girls' place, where we dried off 8 peaks that
goal for us this year was to engage in social action projects, especially those that would help our own. We offered yard cleanup crews to LCUC members and helped clean up the commemorative garden in the fall.
We helped other members fix their houses, and this spring began construction of the arbor, now out in the garden. This gave us the confidence to do our upcoming summer service trip.
Each Sunday, RE class sessions began with a chalice lighting and our own sharing of joys and concerns. The beginning of the year found us planning and preparing the year's activities together.
We devoted several classes to the UUA curriculum, A Place of Wholeness. This curriculum encourages us to look inward for a clearer understanding of our own personal faith and guides us to express that faith outward into the world.
Individual units included A Journey of Faith, which helped us explore the concept of faith and the multiple pathways for faith development, Roots and Wings, when we discussed the history of Unitarian Universalists and its core values, past and present, and Hope, where we explored our sources of hope and how we handle hopeless personal, societal, and global situations. Other classes included discussions of Jesus as a man and his Sermon on the Mount, and why poverty persists in Appalachia, in anticipation of our service trip to Kentucky.
Back in January, we visited repairs of the breach in Milwaukee, where we helped sort clothing and food donations and serve a meal to homeless. In February, we spent an afternoon at St. Ben's Parish playing games and socializing with homeless clients there in Milwaukee.
Back home, we started raising money to defray costs for our upcoming summer experience with the Appalachia Service Project. As you may have noticed by now, we're experts when it comes to eating. So one fundraiser we did was to prepare and serve a spaghetti lunch.
We hosted a coffee house with musical talent provided by members of our immediate church community, as well as by bands made up of people we know outside of church. We planned and held a lock-in afterward where we slept here at church after cleaning up, but had to kick out the last band at midnight. No, the coffee didn't keep us up too much later.
We also held a bake sale here in our own social cell after
social hall after many services. Sure, some of you started feeling donation fatigue, but who can resist cake and donuts? Besides, all this was to allow as many of us possible to embark on what promises to be a transformational and fun experience this summer, helping make families' homes safer, drier, and warmer for the winter.
Thank you for everything you continue to do to support LCUUC's religious education program at all levels.
Wow. Every year these, I think it can't get any better, and then every year these presentations just get better and better. So thank you to all the teachers and all the students for all that you put into those presentations. It really helps us to get a flavor of what happens in the classrooms, and they were wonderful. All right. So a few Sundays ago, six of our graduating high school seniors shared their faith statements with the congregation as a culmination of their participation in our Senior Transitions program, where the kids choose a mentor and spend the year reflecting on their beliefs, and then it culminates with them sharing those faith statements with us. One of our seniors, Emma Garrell, wasn't able to be here that Sunday, and we are very fortunate that she would like to share her faith statement with us today. So here's Emma.
She had four stick-like legs, creamy light brown fur, and my favorite feature of hers, the small patch of hair that hung from her strong, rhythmic jaws. Victoria was the reason I got up each morning before the sun even thought about rising. She made me look forward to venturing outdoors into the unpredictable Wisconsin weather. I needed her, possibly even more than she needed me. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. This is not only my favorite of the seven UU principles because it is the easiest to remember, but also because it's the most prominent in my independent life. Every day I'm reminded of how much connections mean in my life. For the majority of the year, this reminder comes to me every day, twice a day, when I milk my goat. Victoria didn't know what she meant to me. All she knew was when she saw me, she was going to get grain, and maybe a little scratch on the head if she was good, which was basically every day. This is just how a goat's brain works. They are simple, and being a realist myself, I like that. I really would not say that Victoria understood me, or that I understood Victoria. I think it is as simple as me benefiting from her as she benefited from me. It was a connection that truly helped me realize how important every living thing is. Even now that she is gone, she still lives on. Not in any sort of haunt the barn creepy way or anything. She had a kid when I was in eighth grade that will be having kids later this spring. Her imprint is still here with me, even if she herself is not. At this point, you're probably thinking, doesn't this girl have any friends? That's so sad she has to resort to her pet goat. But let me tell you, I have three very good friends. Okay, maybe I lied. I only have two. But I would not trade these two strong friendships in for anything. Well, maybe if you offered me two goats. But other than that... Now, some would call me a bit socially awkward, so how did I end up with such a good friend like Sammy? Well, maybe we balance each other out. From my relationship with Sammy, I have learned so much. How to calculate the derivative of funky-shaped squiggle on a piece of graph paper, how to suck up to your friend's parents, and most importantly, not to mess with her and her ninja-like taekwondo skills. She, along with Renee, has supported me through so much. Swimming well, swimming not so well, surviving high school, even though they were both many miles away attending a different one, and even helping me gain enough confidence to stand in front of a group of judgmental, scary grown-ups and talk about what I believe in. just after my 18th birthday. Okay, I stretched the last little bit too much. It's a group of liberal, accepting, caring people who have not only known me for years, but also helped me through a whole lot. Renee, who works just outside this door to my right in our very own nursery, except she's in here for now, is just about the only one I'm comfortable talking with on the phone. And like me, she has unconditional love and is reminded of the interdependent web of all existence every day when she feeds her large, small ball of orange blubber, otherwise known as Mr. Kitty or, hey, what are you doing drinking out of the toilet? It is obvious that her connection to her cat is like mine to my goats. Strange, sometimes a bit annoying to others, but as real as the connection that we ourselves as human beings have. I understand I just compared myself to a slightly overweight cat that drinks out of the toilet, but it's true. Every relationship, whether to a human unit or some other kind of organism, is important. I value my friendships with Sammy and Renee more than just about anything this world has to offer, even more than I value the relationship between my beloved goat and me. The truth is, that is what's real, and only after some experiences that life has thrown at me have I realized that. I'm still changing, I'm still growing, and even more life adventures, I'm sure, and with even more life adventures, I'm sure my beliefs, my thoughts on the world, and the things in it will change. It's inevitable, but relationships will always be meaningful. Although this faith statement of mine is subject to change, I'm going to bet that my relationships with others, logically thinking or not, will always be just about the most important aspect of my life. I want to not only thank Gina Magnus for helping me throughout this year as well as years prior, but also you, the congregation, for welcoming me into a supportive environment that allowed me to find my own path with minimal pushes in the right direction. Thank you. Now, I also have one more thing I want to read for my parents, because I have been putting them through quite a bit lately, and I owe them a lot. So, two caring parents. They are the only ones who stay by me. I'm the only one who stays by them. Two caring parents with big hearts and large hands like mine. Two who do not deserve this, but must endure. Two strong beings by my side. For miles away, their presence is felt, but this presence is not enough to cushion my fall. Their love is unconditional. They give their lives for their children. They push forwards and fall backwards and raise children to be their best and fight the unjust with a forceful passion and never quit their love. This is how they protect. Let one child lose his reason for being, they'd both drop all to assist. Each with their arms spread open wide. Tell, 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 they say. When we cry, they listen. When I am too sad and too weak to go further, when I am a small bug in a great spider's web, then it is I to look towards the two. When there is nothing left here to make me feel better, two who make it through any weather, two who try and do not easy give up, two whose only reason became to care and to love.
Thank you so much, Emma. I also just wanted to mention that this graduating class of seniors decided to purchase a class gift for the church this year, and you can see that when you leave today and go out the doors. Across the circle drive, you'll see two trees that are planted, and they are apple trees that our senior class purchased and planted, and that was spearheaded by Morgan Marine. So the trees will flower and grow and bear fruit, just as these children have grown up here, and they will bear fruit, and they are beautiful, and we appreciate your gift, so thank you, seniors. All right, let me make sure I'm on schedule here. All right, so now I would like to briefly recognize and thank the people involved in our RE program. We want to thank you for your commitment to this church, to our values, and especially to our children and youth.
You have accepted the responsibility of learning and growing with our young people and helping them as they develop their own spiritual identities. We wish to express our gratitude to you for mentoring, befriending, helping, and advising our children. And please know that we appreciate the responsibility you have made and respect the commitment you have made. I'm going to ask the teachers to come up now, as your name is called, and just come up and stand up here until everybody's up here, and then we'll say thank you. So I'm going to start with our, and they're not all here, but if you're here, please come up. So our kindergarten and second grade team is made up of Janice and Jim Tyler, Emily and Jeff Craning, Kristen Sandin, and Stacy Schick. Next, our third to fifth grade team, which is made up of Helen Barra, Amy Johnson, Beth Pesky, Amy C., Dave Johnson, and Angel Troyer. Our middle school team is made up of Kim Suhr, Danica Yoder, Anna Friss, and Lisa Thorstenson. And then we have our high school team of Dave Cicero, Mike Arrell, Al Haskell, and Phil Smith. I also just want to mention and thank Phil for taking a group of kids to a YouthCon this year and acting as chaperone. And then I also want to bring up, I don't know if she's here, Jesse Knox, Barbara Howell, and Paul Fackler. They all helped lead joint RE sessions this past year with our children. And I also wanted to thank Jesse Knox for doing an outstanding job of leading the children's activities at the retreat this year. So Barbara and Paul, I think you're up here. Come on up. And I wanted to thank Terry Fritz, Rob Suhr, and Carl Tim for being overnight chaperones for youth events, which I really appreciate because I don't have to stay up all night. And I also want to recognize and thank the members of the RE committee for their guidance and support. Some of them are already up here, Helen Barra, Dave Cicero, and Amy C. And I'd also like to bring up Ginger Gorrell, Joanne Nelson, and Sue Lewis to thank them for their many years of service on the RE committee. And also thank Sue for leading the 5th and 6th grade coming of age transitions program this year. So you can see it takes about half of the church to do our RE program, and thank you. So, in appreciation, we have something we hope you'll all enjoy, a nice candy bar. So please take one as you leave. And the candy bars have a little note that says, RE leader, you bring energy and life experience into our programs. Go ahead. Your dedication is integral to the vitality of RE. You work creatively and collaboratively with our congregation. Thank you for living your UU principles through this service, for articulating the importance of our faith to your children and youth. Your joyful service within religious education is felt across the lifespan of this congregation. So thank you, everyone.
I have an unscheduled thing here. This won't take long. Can I get the RE committee back up here? You don't have to say anything. I've got that part taken care of. So before we end today, I just want to make sure that the RE committee had a chance to express some thanks of our own. First of all, to all the parents of the youngsters for entrusting this church community with assisting your kids' spiritual growth. Those who volunteer their time look forward to the opportunity to work with these kids each week, so thank you. Next, to the young people themselves who contribute their energy and enthusiasm each week and help make RE classes fun, unpredictable, and valuable. So thank you, kids. And finally, to the captain of the ship, without whom the program would lose its way, if not completely founder and sink. Carrie Duma provides direction and support to the teachers, making sure that necessary plans are made and carried out, sometimes doing it herself, while required legalities like, you know, waivers and permission slips aren't forgotten. She has the ability to or she has ably led the RE committee this year and brought a high level of intentionality and spiritual purpose to the work that we do. On behalf of the entire committee, Carrie, thank you for all that you've done and for all that you are and for everything you give to this community.
All sorts of stuff in there. Thank you. It's just a joy. I just love working here, so I don't really require any thanks because it's just a treat. But you might be getting tired of thanks, but I have one more thing I want to say because I need to thank another very special person in this congregation. This person was instrumental in developing a strong RE program here at LCUUC. She ran the program as a volunteer for many years, which is a big job, let me tell you. She led the RE committee from its inception until last year when she took on the role of president of the board. Yet she still continued to lead our senior transitions program, which is, she has done beautifully over the years and is really a special thing that we have here at LCUC. This was the second time she stepped up to lead this congregation as president of the board, and she did so in a calm, competent, positive, and very effective way. When not serving on the board, she has shared many of her talents in many ways, including her involvement with the very important membership committee. Many of you met this person when you signed up to be a member and or when you had your picture taken to go on the new member board. Lynn Smith always has her camera at the ready and often turns the pictures she takes into lovely cards, often given in appreciation of the work of someone in this congregation. She has been our unofficial thank-you-er for many, many years, and it seems like high time she is thanked for all she has done for this congregation. So Lynn, will you please come up here? She wasn't expecting this, and I wasn't expecting mine, so tit for tat. We have a chalice here for you. Lynn had commissioned this chalice and has gotten all the chalices we give to the seniors over the many years. And so when you light this flame, please know that your light has shone brightly here at LCUUC and your work and involvement has truly made a difference. Thank you. Okay. So I just want to say, I think it's clear to you how wonderful and important the work is of the RE program. And of course, there's so much more to the life of this congregation than just being with our kids. So I encourage you to please look at the Sharing the Ministry thing and figure out a way that you can be involved that feeds you spiritually, because there's so much to do here that can just make you, enjoy the experience of being a part of this congregation. So I would like to invite you all to sing our hymn number 338, I Seek the Spirit of a Child.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I was in the back finishing up with the music. I will be doing the closing words, and sorry that I don't know where they're from. I was told about 3 days ago by my dad that I was going to be doing the closing words and given a sheet of paper with them on them. So here we go. As you leave this place, take with you a sense of joy for our many gifts, a sense of appreciation for all those who guide us, a sense of commitment to making the world a better place, a sense of love from those who support us, and a sense of awe for what we can accomplish when we work together.
In peace and have a wonderful day. Or don't go in peace. Come back to the annual meeting. Get a coffee. Come back.
Thank you.
case anybody's wondering, there is childcare for the annual meeting. So there's childcare in the social hall if you have kids.